Of great music, Z103.com. Good Friday morning to you. Time for episode 30 of the Basics of Economic Development. Let's hand it over to Mark Wickersham.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning.
Hey, as your listeners know, from time to time, we welcome guest speakers to the show and are blessed today. Very excited to welcome Scott Richard from Our Sunday Visitor. Scott is the publisher. OSV, as it's known, was founded in 1912 by Father John Francis Knoll as a way to spread the knowledge about the Catholic faith through periodicals, books, parish resources. Today, OSV is the largest provider of church offering envelopes and one of the largest Catholic publishing houses in the world. But for our purposes locally, they're also among our finest corporate citizens and largest employers. Scott, welcome to the show. It gets better from here, okay? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at OSV.
All right. Well, thanks, Mark. I'm the publisher out at OSV. I've been out there now for about seven years. Before that, spent 22 years in Rockford, Illinois, at a nonprofit publisher and think tank. We made the move here to Huntington about 7 years ago with my wife and my eight children, and we live right downtown Huntington between the two Catholic churches. So as publisher at OSV, I'm in charge of all of our publishing material, from periodicals to books to curriculum products to parish publishing products like pamphlets, and one of the things that I'm really excited about this year is that after 112 years, we've actually transformed the product that Our Sunday Visitor was named after, the Our Sunday Visitor newspaper. We've transformed it from a weekly newspaper into a monthly Catholic lifestyle magazine. This is something that took a lot of effort, but also a lot of thought and a lot of planning. When you take your primary product and the product that your company was named after, and you decide to transform it in this way, you better know what you're doing.
Well, he walked in this morning carrying hot off the press, literally, because if you've seen the operations at all at Our Sunday Visitor, that is a huge press operation, as well as post office, which is another sidebar story. But hot off the press is the first, the October edition at least, of Our Sunday Visitor magazine. It just is fabulous. Well done. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And it really, I've been very pleased with how it's turned out. It's a beautiful beautiful magazine. When you think of things like, you know, Real Simple or Magnolia or something like that you might see on a newsstand, it's comparable to that in the quality, the imagery, and the type of stories that you'd get. But of course, being a Catholic magazine, these are all Catholic lifestyle stories that are designed to inspire you, inform you, bring you closer to Christ and to His church.
As I understand, and I'll phrase it this way because I don't really know, so fill us in. Your leadership team has is it true you have an annual visit with the Vatican?
So
how does that work?
Yeah, so actually I go over to Rome at the end of January or early February every year, and I'll usually set up somewhere between 10 and 15 meetings over there with various members of Vatican, what they're called dicasteries now, but Vatican departments, to talk about what we're doing at Our Sunday Visitor and to find out ways that we can collaborate more with, say, the dicastery for communications or the dicastery for evangelization.
And do you have a direct production role or editorial role or support role with the Vatican. As I recall, Kyle Hamilton, the CEO, formerly served on our board of directors at HQ, and that there was a time when there was a papal visit that I understood in the U.S. that you were providing printed material or support materials for. So can you talk about that?
We are the American publisher of the L'Osservatore Romano, which is the Vatican's weekly newspaper, which publishes all of the speeches that the Pope gives, other important material. It's kind of the paper of record, and so OSV actually publishes that in English. Interestingly enough, and I can announce this now, come January, that weekly newspaper is also turning into a monthly magazine.
Wow. And
so we're in the process right now of figuring out what that's going to mean for us.
So it theoretically, in my world, could mean job creation, production activities at the facility, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to print this as well as write it.
So we currently cannot print a newspaper out at our facility, but we can print magazines. And so so this may be an opportunity for us to bring L'Osservatore Romano in-house.
Wow, congratulations. That's exciting for the company. It's exciting for our community. And I mean, do you know at this point, am I right, there are two divisions. There's our Sunday Visitor and there's Offertory Solutions, or have you merged
so
those? How does that?
Two major divisions, publishing, and then what we used to call Offertory Services, but now call Parish Services.
Parish Services,
And that's primarily things like the envelopes go under there, but things like our online giving, increased offertory programs for parishes, diocesan appeals, that sort of thing, that would all be under the Parish Services.
And about how many employees are in the building locally? I know you have more than one facility in the country.
Right. So that's
and I know you have a lot online too.
We've got about 340 people total, but in the building at the moment, it's probably more like 150. So after obviously during COVID, we went remote except for the production and warehousing facilities. But then after COVID, we've been in a hybrid environment. So even a lot of people who are who live locally are not in the office every day. Most people who do come into the office come in, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a week. Very few people coming in 5 days a week now.
And if anyone in the listening audience was interested in like applying for a job with the company, how would they do that? And do you currently have openings? Maybe you don't.
We do have openings, and in fact, I've got quite a few openings on the marketing side of OSV Publishing. So if you know anybody who would be interested in a marketing position at OSV, we've got some right now. But if you go to osv.com and you'll find there a link to our careers page, and you can see the full listing of jobs.
Okay, great. Well, time flies when we're having fun. Is there any last words that you want to share with the audience?
Well, one thing I would say is, you know, OSV really has been, it's been a blessing for me and my family to come here, but it's been incredible to see the ways in which OSV has been a part of the Huntington community for 112 years. And one of the things that I really like about the idea of finishing out my career here at OSV is that Huntington's going to be a great place to retire.
Wonderful news. Okay, thank you. Well, I'm going to borrow a line from Monty as we wrap up and say we're going right back to the music line on Z103.com.